Good morning. This is your daily Berlin briefing for June 8, 2017. After 5 years of investigating, a group of researchers have published a study on people who died when attempting to cross the border between the Federal Republic of Germany and the GDR. According to the Forschungsverband, SED Stadt, 327 people fell victim to the GDR regime between 1949 and 1989. The youngest victim being a baby of 6 months, the oldest 81 years old. 44 of the incidents were suicides of Border Patrol forces. The scientists investigated a total of 1,492 incidents that were suspected to be border crossing related. According to one of the authors, Klaus Schroeder, it is yet unclear how many people died while trying to flee across the Ostsee, a number he estimates to be about 200, which is not included in the study results. Also, the number of victims who attempted escapes through other countries of the Warsaw Pact is unclear. It is estimated to be between 30 and 200. Secretary of Culture Monika Grütters from the CDU said that the new results are an important contribution in that they give a name and a face to the victims, especially now in a time when democratic institutions are being attacked under the applause of populists. On Wednesday, the M4 tram completely jumped the tracks on Kleine Präsidentenstraße. The vehicle was empty, so no people were harmed. BVG staff used hydraulic tools to put the tram back on the track, and the line was temporarily closed down in the direction of Alexanderstraße. Oranienstraße had to be closed down for car traffic while the work was being done. The reason for the accident is unclear. Union Berlin has hired Peter Kurzweg for the next season with a 2-year contract. The 23-year-old defender comes from Würzburger Kickers, a team that has just been relegated from the second Bundesliga. Kurzweg played 25 games last season, scoring once and assisting twice. Additionally, Union extended the contract with Christopher Lenz until 2019. Lenz is currently loaned to Holstein Kiel for the coming season. The electric street racing series, Formula E, is coming to Berlin this weekend. The series uses fully electric cars and premiered in 2014. In 2015, Berlin was, and still is, the only German location to host a Formula E race, the city's first racing event since 1998 when the Avus was closed down. The buildup of the circuit has started on Tempelhofer Feld, and races will take place this Saturday and Sunday. 18 to 20,000 visitors are expected. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends. Thanks for listening.